Today's episode is a couple years in the making. Actually, scratch that. It's probably about 28 years in the making. I am currently now 48 years old, and it was probably about maybe when I was 20 when I really started to begin to look at my body a bit differently and scrutinize it. I am so thankful and so blessed that I didn't feel that way when I was younger. My mom was a wonderful example of not nitpicking her own body or my body, and so it really set me up for success. However, I went away to college, gained the freshman, they say 15, but I probably gained the freshman 20, 25, and struggled up and down. With that, there has been many ups and downs. So this episode is a long time coming, but I really probably want to focus on the past couple of years with kind of flitting back and forth a little bit here to my thinking previous to that. But this episode is highly requested from Instagram when I have shown a little bit behind the scenes and just showing my life, but also showing working out here and there. And we're going to start off with a disclaimer. I am not a fitness professional. I am not a doctor. I am not anything like that. I am not a nutrition expert. None of it. So take any of this advice under maybe light consideration, and we'll do the consult a medical professional before making any changes to your life. Does that sound like the commercials? But you can take what you feel might help you out. But also, again, this is not me telling you what to do, but I am just going to share my story with you, share my journey in hopes that you can maybe, well, I don't really necessarily want you to see yourself in it. Hopefully, maybe you're beyond this. Maybe you're at the point where I'm at right now or further than I am. But if you're finding yourself struggling, I hope that this encourages you and gives you the boost that you need to make some really positive changes in your life. Welcome to Little by Little Homeschool Podcast, where you'll learn tips and strategies that will empower you to home educate your children. I'm Lee Nguyen, a homeschool mom of over 12 years, which includes two graduates. When I started homeschooling, I was pretty much on my own and was desperate for encouragement and help. My mission is to be a source of encouragement and help to you. Whether you are just beginning your homeschool journey or you're deep into the homeschool lifestyle, Little by Little Homeschool wants to help you stay the course, because all the time you are investing into your children is completely worth it. If you're ready to take your homeschool to new levels, keep listening. Let's start with story time. I mentioned just a moment ago that went to college, put on quite a bit of weight. There was a lot of eating badly, drinking badly. There was a lot of just bad habits that I had. Wasn't getting enough sleep. And I was told at that time, that's when I would say diet culture started to come in. And I was told that fat was bad and therefore non-fat food was good. However, if you purchase a non-fat pound cake and eat the entire pound cake, I don't really think that that's very helpful for your body. I don't think it will add any type of health to you. And so I was just told by those around me. I didn't watch much TV, so it was just kind of what was shared and what I saw other young women my age doing. Well, you just need to do more cardio. Go take another run, and that will help. So there came a point where I just naturally took off the weight, not in a very good way. I just graduated from college and, again, just I was living on a very small budget, just on my own, living out on my own, just not really eating very much. A lot of stress, a lot of changes in my life, and ended up dropping my weight. When we got married, it was probably the lowest that I ever weighed as an adult. And I think that a lot of us can resonate with that. I look at those pictures, I'm like, oh my goodness, okay, that was very tiny. And, you know, I was able to maintain that, began having kids, and never quite lost the baby weight and just the ups and downs. You know how that goes. And you're just not a priority at that point as you're just trying to survive with a bunch of young children. And I didn't really think about it. As my kids got older, I was like, okay, I'll try working out and I'll try this. I would do something for a while. I would restrict myself. I would do crazy cardio, and it was up and down. And I remember standing in front of the mirror and thinking, oh, just if I get rid of that muffin top, if I could just get rid of this part and that part, and just being so critical. But you know what the funny thing is? If I look back at those pictures of those times when I was critical in my probably late 20s, 30s, early 40s, I weighed a lot less than I do now. And knowing now what I know, I can look in the mirror and I feel really good and confident. And so I look back And I was looking at myself and looking at my body in the mirror through a lens that was not correct. So that's kind of my story coming up to the present. Then 2021 happened. Well, 2020 happened and 2021 hit and I turned 45 and I began to just notice that I wasn't doing anything different. I was still restricting myself. I was still intermittent fasting for a very long time of every single day. I was still eating the same types of foods, not very much. And I began to put on weight. And between 2021 and 2022, I put on at least 20 pounds. I would kind of go back and forth between 20 pounds and 25 pounds, just kind of up and down. And I got to the point in 2022, in the beginning of 2022, I was like, I can't, this is terrible. And I began working out and I continued to put on weight. I would probably say that the spring, maybe summer of 2022 was probably maybe at the most about a weight that I had put on and was beginning to take it off. And a lot of the changes began to take place in my mind at that point. But really the big significant shifts didn't occur until 2023. And this is when something like technology and something like Instagram is actually a really big blessing. I learned a lot from some amazing accounts and women who were sharing their own story because I thought that I was alone in that story and in that journey. And I thought that what I was believing was correct, but it was not correct. It was false. And so today I am going to share with you because I had gotten together a couple of friends and put together a Facebook group just for my own personal friends who were asking about some of the changes and what they could do. And my very first post, I listed, it's going to sound like a lot, so stay with me here. I'm going to go through this fast because, well, semi-fast, give you some information for each thing. But I could probably talk about this stuff. If you and I were to sit down for coffee, I would be like, well, you're going to need to get a couple cups of coffee and actually don't drink the coffee alone. You need some food with it too. But I would have a ton to say to you. So today we're going to go high level, kind of surfacey, a little bit of meat to the bones. But I want you then to run with this. And I want you to do your own research. I want you to take time to pray and say, God, reveal to me the lies, the mistruths, whether these lies were intentionally told to you or you mistakenly believe them. Ask him to expose and to root those out. Because I noticed the biggest changes took place in my head, in my mind, and in my heart as to how I thought about myself, how I look at myself, and what my goal is. Okay, so I've got 15 just line items here that we are going to go through. And again, I could talk about each one of these for probably maybe 30 minutes, but we're not going to do that, I promise. I know you've got stuff to do, but I wanted to put this episode out there so that when I am asked, I can say to people, go ahead and listen to episode 242. All right, so the first thing that we need to recognize is that diet culture has messed with our minds. We are told that we have to look a certain way. We are told that that certain way is very thin. We need to look like a waif. We need to be skinny. And so we need to recognize that diet culture has done something, whether that is diet culture because of influences you had. Maybe it's your own mother. Maybe it's your sisters. Maybe it's your friends. Maybe it's social media. Maybe it's from the TV. Maybe it's from watching models. Maybe it's from just watching other people. Where has that diet culture come in from? We need to kind of, at sometimes, separate from those things and recognize that it has messed with our minds. It has made us think that we have to look a certain way to be worthy. And that is false. The Bible has a lot to say about that. Number two is that you have to have a bigger why to being in better physical shape beyond the number on the scale or the size jeans that you can fit into. There were many times that I just had a certain size jean or a certain weight that I wanted to reach on the scale. And maybe I did reach that size jeans, or maybe I did hit that weight on the scale. But it took a lot of work. And I was hungry, and I was hangry, and I was not a very pleasant person to be around. And realizing that there has to be a bigger why than that, because that is not going to last. You're going to get hungry. And you're going to start to eat more and your body is probably going to maybe put on some weight because it needs that food. But when we are so focused on a specific number, whether it is the size of the clothing or it is the number on the scale or a certain way maybe that we look in the mirror, it's not long-term going to last. If you have a bigger why, that is going to last. And this is a homeschool podcast, and so I know this is a little bit off the beaten trail here with this. But if you know your bigger why for homeschooling, you'll stick it out for homeschooling long term. If you don't have a deep why, you're going to possibly quit or you're not going to do as good of a job. So that's kind of showing you like that there needs to be a bigger why. And so you really need to wrestle with, what is my bigger why? If your why right now is to fit into a certain size jean, work on changing that. Work on changing your mind. Go back to that first one, that diet culture has messed with your mind. You're looking for long-term success here and long-term physical fitness and health. Number three is that there is no quick fix to reducing the inches on your body. Anyone telling you or selling you something is lying to you. If they tell you that in 14 days or 30 days or just take this packet of fake food for X amount of time and you will reduce inches, you know what? You might reduce the inches, but your health isn't going to be any better. Oftentimes, those things end up with people bouncing back and putting on that weight and even more. There is no quick fix. You have to put in the work. And I'm going to tell you right now, it is work. The work that I have put in over the past year, there has been blood, there has been sweat, there has been tears, and there has been injury. But I pushed through it and learned so much more about my body and learned what I am capable of. But it all starts in the mind. And you have to realize that there is no quick fix, that this is a lifetime journey. And that's a blessing. Number four, cardio will not help you lose and keep the weight off in your 40s and older. Maybe it worked in your 20s and 30s, and you're noticing it's not working right now. Do you want to know the cardio that I do right now? And I take walks. I take long, vigorous walks. Over the winter, I would take walks on the treadmill. Sometimes I would jog. Sometimes I would sprint. And sometimes I jog and sprint outside too. But I only do that jogging, that sprinting, when I feel inspired to do it. It's kind of funny that when you work out and you are in a good mood and feeling good about it, that workout is such a good workout. But if I'm taking a walk and I don't feel like jogging or sprinting, I don't do it. Walking is the only cardio that I do. And you will see tons of cardio. And this is the diet culture and stuff and the fitness stuff that has really become ingrained in us, where that was our go-to. That has always been my go-to. I want to lose the muffin top that I have. I want to lose a little bit of a belly. Well, I'm just going to do more cardio. Does that resonate with you? If it's still something that is your go-to, you have to work through that, okay? Find some great maybe accounts online and people that can guide you through that and show you that there is another way. The next thing I want to mention, number five here, is you can't spot reduce fat. No amount of crunches are going to give you flat abs. If someone has flat abs, okay, so I'm going to tell you right now, there are going to be a ton of influencers online. They might be 20 years old. I'm not saying that their stuff is not good, but they are 20 years old. Let's remember that. But there are a lot who say, oh, do this certain crunch, do this, whatever, you'll get flat abs. They are lying to you. I'm going to tell you right now that I barely do any crunches. And probably this is not me boasting at all, because I want to give you an example. I'm never going to have a six pack. I'm not even going for a six pack. My goal is to have a strong core. Do you know why? So that it supports my back. Because I'm 48 years old. I'm getting older and I am training for my old lady body, and I want a strong back. And therefore, to have a strong back, you need to have a strong core. So yeah, I'll do some core exercises, but any amount of inches or fat that I've lost around my waist and any bit of tightness that maybe I have is because of overall the strength training that I'm doing. I'm not focused on one thing. I remember after having my second child and I started taking some workout classes at a local community center sort of thing. I remember asking one of the trainers, like, I've got this little bit here. You know, it was like kind of like a little, like the back muffin top sort of. How do I get rid of that? And so she showed me this exercise to do. And I did that exercise day in and day out. And guess what happened? Nothing. Nothing happened. Overall, what would have helped that would be strength training and also eating in a possibly small calorie deficit for a short amount of time. Okay, that's a whole other can of worms right there. That's something else that I have learned about. But you can't spot reduce fat. You need to work overall on your body and strengthening your muscles. Number six is fat does not make you fat, and low fat will not make you skinny. Remember my pound cake story that I told you about? Eating that entire pound cake did not make me skinny. If you are curious about the fat does not make you fat, I highly suggest you look into the Weston A. Price Foundation and see what they share. I'm not going to get into all the science and all that stuff, but I don't shy away from fats, from good fats. If there is a steak in front of me and it is juicy and has fat in it, I don't get scared. Ooh, if I eat that fat, I better cut that off because it's going to make me fat. No, I'll go ahead and eat the fat on it. If I feel like eating the fat, there's juices and there's fats and things. There's good fats. I'm not afraid of the homemade butter that I make. I'm not afraid of the homemade yogurt I make. I'm not afraid of the fats. So you want to look into the Weston A. Price Foundation, and there's a lot of other resources. Again, I'm going high level on this. I could probably talk, like I said, a half an hour on each one of these. But I want to keep going here so I don't keep you all day. Number 7 is that your motivation will come and go. Commitment to consistency wins out every time. And this is where your bigger why has to come in. You are going to be motivated, so motivated some days to work out and to be feeling good. And it's going to be a great workout. There's going to be days where you're not motivated. I'm going to tell you that right now, today, this morning, I was not motivated. It would have been very easy for me to say, no, I'm not going to work out. But you know what? I did it anyway. And I'm glad that I did it anyway. It is the commitment to being consistent that's going to win out. If I only worked out on the days I felt motivated, I would probably work out 1/4 of the time. Yeah, that's kind of how it is. And I think that sometimes this plays into our cycle and our moods as to how motivated we are. But commitment to consistency wins over motivation every single time. Number 8, strength training will not make you a bodybuilder. Listen, friend, I've been trying strength training for, definitely harder, a little bit like maybe a year and a half, but definitely harder and more focused for the past year. And I am nowhere near a bodybuilder. Now, if I compare my sons, who are teens, and if they were to work out for a year like I have, yeah, they're not going to look like a bodybuilder, but they are going to have definitely a lot more muscle mass because I am a 48-year-old woman and they are 16 and 19-year-old young men. That's just kind of how it goes. You are not going to be a bodybuilder. That is a lie that we have been told, that if we lift weights, we are going to become a bodybuilder. You will become stronger. If I was to tell you some of the exercises I can do and the weights that I can do, you wouldn't necessarily know it by looking at me. But if I was a bodybuilder, you'd be like, oh yeah, I can see that. But don't be afraid to lift weights and to lift heavy weights. Number 9, food restriction leads to food binges. This is a really big one. If you are constantly telling yourself, nope, you can't have that, can't have that, can't have that. And then what happens maybe on the weekends? You fall off the wagon and you binge eat. Or in the evening, you put your kids to bed. An example would be just this past weekend, I went out just shopping. I had to do some running around on my own, and I decided to pick up a donut because I felt like, now I don't give in every single time. I'm not saying to give in every single time, but it'd been a long time. And I was like, you know what? That's okay. I can eat one donut. That's not a big deal. Because when we look at restricting our food so much, we look at these do's and these don'ts. Maybe if we look at it as a whole entire picture. Now, did I eat that donut and then go have a piece of cake and then go have a piece of pie and a cupcake and a ton of candy? No. I've gotten to the point where I had that one donut. I was like, okay, I feel satisfied. And that was kind of like, ooh, that's definitely enough sugar. That was definitely enough of a rush of sugar for me. But when we start to really restrict, we then put into our minds that we can't have certain things. And guess what we want? We want those things, right? But as we work towards, and as I have worked towards eating just more healthily overall, which is something I've been doing for years, I don't really crave those things as much. And when I do, I like the good quality stuff. So if I'm like, man, I'm craving some ice cream, I would much rather make some ice cream from the raw cream and the raw milk that I have purchased at the farm. It is so good. When you eat good quality sourced food, the other stuff doesn't taste so good. And my whole entire family says the same exact thing. All right, let's keep going on. Number 10 is don't follow the government food guidelines. Remember, they used to have the pyramid. Now they have the plate. Those are based on outdated and skewed science. So we're not following the government when it comes to how we are educating our children. Don't necessarily follow their advice when it comes to that. We're just going to leave that one at that. But again, remember, I am not a medical professional. So this is not necessarily advice when it comes to that. I'm just trying to keep myself from getting in trouble here. Okay, number 11. We are almost there, friend. Protein is the building block for muscles. Most women are severely malnourished in protein. I heard a statistic that most women, I'm going to forget the number right now. I think it was somewhere between 40 and 60 grams of protein per day is what they consume. That is very, very low. I'm going to tell you right now, My goal is 30 to 50 grams of protein per meal. And so sometimes there's snacks in between there, but if there's breakfast, like I eat a smaller first breakfast because I'm not super hungry at them. I'm in the middle of making a bigger breakfast for my family, and then I have second breakfast after I work out. And that is what works for me. And between those two breakfasts, my goal is 30 to 50 grams of protein, and I think I'm closer to 40 to 50 on both of those. And then lunch, and then I kind of find that I get a bulk of it in the beginning of the day. And there's a lot of information that can go into this. But if you want to build muscle, you have to consume protein. Number 12 builds upon that one, is that if you don't build muscle, it diminishes more quickly as we age. I have seen statistics, and I'm not going to butcher this statistic either, but as we age, our muscles begin to diminish if we don't build them, if we don't continue to build them. Basically, it's use it or lose it, right? So you want to use your muscles and you want you to build your muscles, and that is what's going to give you health and vitality. You want that old lady body like me, right? That's what I'm training for, like a good, healthy old lady body. Having muscle will help you prevent. Really, basically my why in my old lady body is because I want to build my muscle to help prevent disease and accidents. That's what I'm looking at right now. The stronger you are, the more resilient you are. And so I found, this is just a small example. Over this past winter, it was one evening and I was shoveling our driveway. And yes, my 19-year-old plows driveways, but I enjoy going out when it's dark and you can just see the stars maybe, and it's quiet and shoveling our driveway. But I slipped and fell. And I stopped for a second on the ground, and I was like, first of all, my thought was like, did anybody see me? I don't know why. It was just kind of a silly thing to think. But then I was like, oh no, what's injured? I got up and I wasn't sore at all. Nothing. I never had a bruise, no, nothing. And I can almost guarantee if that was maybe just 2 years ago, that I probably maybe would have had a bruise on my hip. I maybe would have kind of hurt my arm because I was holding a shovel in my arm. But I was like, okay. Yeah, this is what you're training for. You're training for those little bit of accidents, those slips that are coming, so that you don't end up in a worse predicament. So number 12 is if you don't build muscle, it diminishes more quickly as we age. 13, carbs are not evil. It is what gives your cells energy, but the wrong proportions have a negative effect though. I have found that as I get older, I don't need as many carbs. And as women, it is much easier to consume carbs and fat. That comes very naturally to at least me, probably to you too. And so it's going back to that protein. I have to be intentional about the protein. And I work to eat the protein first in the meal. If it is a meal where I'm sitting there and there's actually a piece of meat that's obviously the protein, I will work to consume that first. It satiates me so that I don't consume as many carbs. And the carbs I do eat are good carbs. I'm not talking about potato chips. I'm talking about maybe a good organic sweet potato, that kind of carbs. We've been told that carbs are bad and we need to completely get rid of carbs. And that is false. Again, there is so much science. There's so much information behind. And what I will do is I will link in the show notes just some resources, a couple of resources to get you going and to give you some ideas, because I can tell you all of these things until I'm blue in the face, but you have to learn them on your own. And I hope that today's episode is a starting point for you. Give you a couple little nuggets. Maybe you listen today and a couple of things stick out. In a couple more months, you listen to this episode again, and a couple more things stick out to you. Okay, we've got a couple more here. Actually, it looks like I numbered them wrong, so there might be more than, I think there's 17. Sorry. Okay, here we go. A couple more. Number 14 is low muscle leads to increased chances of diseases and conditions. So that one kind of builds upon it. So what I had mentioned earlier, I want to reduce my chances for diseases, and I want to reduce different conditions that might come upon me, as well as accidents. And we can fall very easily into those things when we have low muscle tone. Number 15 is that sleep is critical. 7 to 9 hours every single night leads to good health. That is what our body restores. I love to sleep. I have no problem sleeping. I have rarely, if I have a problem sleeping and there's something really, really wrong and probably bothering me, it's an issue or something that's bothering me in my mind. But sleep is so important. I used to stay up late because my kids would be in bed, or during those years when I was blogging, that's when I would get a lot of the work done because I was homeschooling my kids full time, all three of them. I no longer do that. I get myself to bed and I say, what's done is done, and everything else is going to have to wait until the next day. So sleep is critical. Make your sleep a priority. Number 16, if a doctor doesn't ask you about your exercise, your nutrition, or your sleep, they don't understand true health, and that's a red flag. I have come to the point, again, this is not medical advice, but if I was to go to a doctor and with a concern, and they didn't ask me about my exercise program, they didn't ask me what I was eating, they didn't ask me how much I was sleeping, I'm not going to take their advice. There was a doctor that I went to a couple years ago because I, hopefully this doesn't offend anybody, but I felt like, oh, I hadn't been to a physical in a while, I should probably go. And I had a couple concerns, and to be honest, I don't even know what those concerns were. I apparently have worked through them, and I honestly feel like the best I have ever in my life at this age. But I remember asking her questions and walking out of there, not feeling that I had the answers, and realizing she didn't ask me any of these questions about any of these things, didn't suggest I do any of those things, and it didn't look like she did either. It didn't look like her health was a priority to her. And so I want to encourage you that those you are taking health advice from, make sure that they are living a healthy lifestyle. Last one is that each person is responsible for their own health. Genetics is not an excuse. I know that might kind of offend some people, but I had to realize that I am responsible for my health. I am my primary care physician. Well, the Lord is. The Lord gave me the body, and He has entrusted me to take care of my body. It is a temple of God. He resides, the Holy Spirit resides within me. Let me give Him a great, strong vessel, not one that I idolize and that I put up on a pedestal, but one that I take care of so that I can take care of the business that He has entrusted to me. And so you are responsible for your health. Any excuses that we come up with are simply that. They're simply an excuse. Okay, so that is the overall of what has kind of all occurred and what I have learned, especially in the past year and a half. Now, there's a lot more. As I'm right now, I'm like, oh, there's this, there's this. There's a lot of little details that can be fit into that. But I want to encourage you to just start. When I started out with 2.5, 5, and 8 pound weights. Those are tucked away somewhere. I don't know where. I think in my daughter's closet or something because she's not currently living at home and so they're out of the way. I don't use those. The weights that I use are 15 pounds up to 50 pounds. And that might sound pretty crazy when people have seen them like, are you really using that? I'm like, yes, I have been using those. But I didn't start off with those. And so the really fun thing about strength training is watching yourself progress. If you're not progressing, it's because you're not pushing yourself hard enough. And that's all. That could be a whole nother episode right there. But I really hope that this has encouraged you to start. There is a day one for everybody. You can say that and this has been circulating in social media, so I'm not coming up with this on my own. But you can say to yourself one day, or you can say day one. And I really hope that today is day one when you decide to say, you know what, I'm responsible for my health, for my fitness, for the way that I live my life. And today I'm going to take that responsibility and I'm going to begin doing something about it. And I would say the place to start is to start with your why. Get really raw and honest with yourself. You might need to pray. There might be some tears. There was many tears for me along the journey. And you know what the bonus is? Losing the weight, that was just a bonus. That was the icing on the cake to the restoration that God did in my mind and the focus and the why and the reason why I'm doing this, why I'm focused on taking care of my body, why the strength training has really helped me. Because again, I'm looking to be a strong old lady, we'll say. I am preparing myself for my future because you know what? I want to be able to keep up with my kids and someday be able to keep up with my grandkids. I got into the point about 2 years ago when I started this, that I was having a hard time getting up and down off of the floor. Now I can drop down and give you some burpees if you want and get back up. It's not going to be like when I was 30, and that's okay. But I want to be there for my kids. I want to be there for my grandkids and be able to keep up and be the grandmother that is able to do these things. And I don't want my body and my lack of self-control and my lack of taking care of it to hold me back. So friend, I hope that you are still here with me, and I hope that you're here with me beyond this episode to the next episodes. We will get back to homeschooling, but this was a much requested episode, and I pray that you decide that today is your day one. Thank you for listening, friend. I'd love to connect with you more. You can find social media links in the show notes and share this episode with a friend who could use a boost to her homeschool. See you back here real soon.